Then let's take this to prayer and meditation.
Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer.
I invite you now just to settle in and to relax. Take a really deep cleansing breath. Let it go. Take another one. And as you breathe in, and as you let it go, I invite you to commit yourself to this prayerful exercise. I invite you to see the star. In whatever way, shape, or form that star might appear to you in your life, or in whichever way that you might see the star, as you close your eyes in this meditation, seeking to find the Christ within you, seeking to understand that we are here for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to dwell in the kingdom. And we could say that we're here to find love and joy and happiness and compassion and understanding and peace. We are here to live in the kingdom. Because in the kingdom, all of those things become aha moments, a divine inheritance to which each and every one of us is entitled to. We are more, we are greater, we are more precious, more special than the messages that the world just bombards us with. Allow yourself in these next couple of minutes just to hear this, to feel it with whatever words might come to you or whatever feelings might run through you. Embrace that as your reality. And now I just invite you to be in that space for some moments of silence. And now in a soft voice, I invite you to again become aware of your physical surroundings. If your eyes have been closed, feel free to open them if you are ready to do so. And my prayer is that you share the joy of the Magi who witnessed the birth of a king. My prayer is that in the past few minutes, you've been able to witness a similar aha moment, a similar realization deep within your own heart. And yes, maybe it comes with a little bit of, wow, I have responsibilities that I need to start attending to. And then may you know the joy of sorting out the creative possibilities in which those responsibilities may become manifest. And maybe you know the gift that so far exceeds gold and frankincense and myrrh. And for this time together, this opportunity to set aside an hour, to set aside a few minutes, to be together, to support one another, to remind ourselves that we are people of prayer, to remind ourselves of the shared oneness. We're so grateful. We're grateful for that experience. And yes, we're really, really grateful, even for this crazy, mixed up world in which we live. Every day, every moment, every breath is a blessing. And we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. So thank you, Mike Maruzzi, for that musical contribution that we played on part of the Christmas Eve service. And it served us well today as well.